Welcome to Course Please Say. I'm Tyra Jokerson. Today is my first recording of the year. The year is 2021. Wow. What a starter to a new year. So we'll do a little commentary on this year's events. And first I want to say, today is January the 7th. And Betsy DeVos and several other Trump administrative officials are resigning, which is kind of ironic. You want to resign 2 weeks before you're leaving office anyway. I think this is to avoid being a part of, if they decide to invoke the 25th Amendment against Trump to remove him from office, they will be a part of that too. And I guess they don't want to be a part of that. But here's the thing. You've been running with Trump for 4 years. And you've enabled him and his ideology and his shenanigans and his lies. So the fact that you're jumping ship now is irrelevant. If there are legal charges brought against Donald Trump, you should have legal charges brought against you too. Enabling is, when you're an enabler, you're just as bad as the person that's committing the act, because you don't do anything to stop it. If what he was doing went against your personal morals, your ethical code, then you should have been left. In fact, when he asked you to join his administration, you should have respectfully declined. But no, you accepted the position and you continue to take part in his fiasco of running the country into the ground. Which brings me to the day's events of yesterday. Yesterday, January the 6th, 2021. We had the biggest shit show this country has ever seen. It was an embarrassment in front of the whole world to watch America, who is the leading nation in democracy. We go around the world and we fight wars so that other countries can have a free democracy where their people's voices can be heard. Yesterday, our very democracy was under siege. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you should blame President Trump. Well, these are the Trump supporters that said this. But here's the thing. I can't blame Donald Trump completely, but words matter. And especially when they come from a person that has political power or any kind of power. When you are in a position of power and people respect that particular position or they respect you, you need to be careful and mind your words. Because your words can inspire or your words can destroy. Donald Trump tweeted or said that he was going to march to the Capitol with his base. But what he should have been telling them was to stay home. To stay home and work to build our nation. But this is a man that is self-absorbed. This is a man who's a narcissist. This is a man who is underdeveloped emotionally. This is a man who cannot accept reality. This is a man who has drawn up a false narrative of a fake election that's been stolen from him, which is none of this is true. He has no receipts. He has no proof. He has no validity to anything that he says. He says things based on how people feel. And just because you feel a certain way, how you feel and what's real don't always match. because feelings are temporary. So he fueled the flames of these people who consider themselves patriots. They feel they are the true patriots because they feel that they're losing their country because other people who are non-white want equality. So these are people. I could assume that they're all racist. Okay? A great many of them are racist. They had all racist paraphernalia. They were carrying the Confederate flag, which is a demigod representation of racist. I don't care what they say. It is a flag that is steeped in racism. But nevertheless, I'm going to give some of them the benefit of the doubt and say, maybe they're all of them are racist. But what I want to say to you is, if you have someone in power that fans the flame of your hatred, of your racism, of your homophobia, of your xenophobia, if they give you another person or entity to blame for the miseries of your life so you don't have to take accountability for it, Trump did that for them. And he made them feel like they were going to lose something if African Americans, Hispanics, Native Americans, Muslims, gays, he made them feel like if all these other people, all these other minorities gain equality, that they would lose theirs. No one's trying to take your equality. No one's trying to take your country, which is not your country, but that's that's another radio show. We'll talk about that at another time. It's the Native American country. But okay, we're not here for that today. We talk about the events that's happening. Then you go on Parler. Parler is a new social media site, for those of you who have never heard of it. And it's basically a site where you can be very openly racist and openly hateful. And if there's no censored speech, like, you know, Twitter and finally Facebook, Instagram, you know, they have censorship on their sites. You know, you can't say certain words, you can't bully people, you can't say false things, and that's good. I think that's good, because although, of course, we all believe in freedom of speech, but you don't have the right to say things that cause people harm. And while all these people that went there, that broke into the Capitol, they are responsible for their own individual actions. This is true, because they had a choice, and they chose to drink the Kool-Aid. But what I'm saying is, when the President of the United States pours the Kool-Aid, he incited a riot, and he needs to stand trial for it. And everyone around him that enabled him needs to stand trial for it. Now let's redirect real quick. I want to talk about those state senators and congressmen that tried to stop the vote from yesterday. They also need to be charged. They need to resign. They need to be charged with treason. Especially Ted Cruz. Now let me tell y'all something. Let me remind you of something. Let's go back 4 years. 4 years, you can look it up. I'm not a cult leader. Because I want people to think freely. I want you to gather your information. I want you to do research. I want you to search multiple websites, multiple media links, so you can gather and know all the information that you can to make informed decisions. See? Because I'm not trying to manipulate you. I'm trying to get you to open your mind. 4 years ago, when they were they were doing the Republican candidate's runoff, who was going to run for the president. And Ted Cruz was also a candidate. Donald Trump talked about this man's wife like a dog, called her ugly and homely and all kind of things. He talked about Ted Cruz. He talked about Ted Cruz's dead daddy. Now, he talked about his dead daddy to the point where he said that Ted Cruz wasn't a real American, that he was Canadian. He said that Ted Cruz's father was a traitor. He said that Ted Cruz's father had something to do with Kennedy's assassination. This is the word he said to this man. It's on video. All you gotta do is look it up. And if I remember it, and I got a stroke brain, God damn it, Ted Cruz remembering too. But then, after Trump won the nomination to be the Republican candidate, I saw Ted Cruz doing robocalls. He was sitting in the office calling people to get to secure votes for Trump. And he continued to ride with Trump. From that point on, all the way until now, he was one of the last senators still arguing to try to overturn the votes. I'm telling you, I have no idea what Donald J. Trump has on Ted Cruz, but it's some powerful shit. Believe me, it is some powerful shit. I have no idea what he has on him. He got him a videotape. He do himself to some kids, some little boys or something. He got him with a feather dust in his ass, something. Ted Cruz dressed up with a tutu, doing something real freaky, I don't know. You know, Epstein and Trump had all that stuff going on down there in Florida with those girls. So, I mean, you never know. You might get Ted Cruz's whole tape. I don't know. But there's no way in the world that you could talk about my wife and my dead daddy and I roll with you this hard. That's just something to think about. You know, I'm really trying to figure out what he got on Ted Cruz. Because Ted Cruz is a different kind of man, I'll tell you. His wife is a different kind of woman. Because I won't be married to him. You couldn't talk shit about me and I'll still lay down with you if he married to you. But see, my husband, he ain't going for that. Because he didn't put one in Trump's ass. Anyhow, we still got 2 weeks. And, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they did block Trump, they banned him from tweeting. I know that's cute and everything. That's nice. So he don't have to tell them more lies and cite more rights. But meanwhile, this motherfucker still got the codes to the nuclear weapons. He can start a nuclear war. And do you really think he's beyond it? Because let me tell you something about yesterday. I wasn't shocked. I wasn't even angry. I was disgusted. But I wasn't shocked. And I'll tell you why I wasn't shocked. Because that's just the American way. Violence. I take what I want. If you don't give me what I want, I take it. And don't get mad when people around here tell me, oh, I can't believe this happened. Oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, like, oh, my God. They came here. You savagely murdered and killed and almost made the Native Americans extinct. You used violence. You violently captured and took African Americans, brought them here, violently beat them, abused them, and killed them. You use violence. The territories out west were the Mexicans' land. You went to war against them, and you use violence. So, and when we had the Civil War, you couldn't come to a decision about how to treat slaves or to even end slaves. Because for the Southerners, it was their way of life. It was their money. Forget about humanity, it's about my economics. And that has been the whole problem with this country. You put money above people. And that is why both sides are angry. Really and truly. Those Trump supporters, They work hard. Their life is hard. They scratching and saving. And economically, they not making it. So they need somebody to blame. And Trump gave them somebody to blame. He said, oh, the Mexicans are going to come over here, rape, rob, and pillage. They taking all the jobs with Bill Wall. And well, yesterday was a clear evidence that walls don't work. Because those motherfuckers were scaling that damn Capitol wall like they were Spider-Man. You don't need to put Tom in the next Spider-Man. You got a whole bunch of them. Just call up the Trump cult. And yes, you are the cult. You are the cult when you believe everything that your leader tells you. Because he tells you that he can fix everything. No one person can fix everything. No one person knows everything. He don't want to believe the scientists. He don't want to believe the medical professionals. He don't want to believe the military professionals. He don't want to believe the Homeland Security. He don't want to believe nobody on his own team when they tell him that this election was the most secure election in American history. There was no voter fraud. There was no false votes. He don't want to believe it. And he feeds you, he spoon feeds you this false narrative that someone is taking something from you. And people who are desperate, because the way that they have to make them feel better is that I'm white. And I'm saying it makes me superior. And my privilege makes me superior. And yes, it is privilege that you can scale the Capitol wall and go home. Because only 50 people went to jail. And 4 people died. Well, I've seen thousands of people out there. And if those people were black or brown, believe you me, there would have been body bags everywhere. Believe that. They have shot black and brown people for less. I remember, I think it was 2004 or 14. Not sure. But it was a woman who did a turnaround at a checkpoint. Had her baby in the car. All he had to do was turn her around. They shot that woman and killed her just because she got close. Okay? So they got more than close. They were scaling the wall like they were climbing Mount Everest up in this bitch. I mean, it was crazy. I'm sitting up here watching this on my TV and I'm like, wow, these people are crazy. Not shocked though. Definitely not shocked. You know what? Not just because of the American way, but because they said they were going to do it. Ding, 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 ding. I mean, I've seen it on Facebook. I've seen it on Twitter. They said, oh, Paula. I don't have Paula, but I have friends that have Paula. I mean, they actually openly have said that we are coming. We are going to do this. This is going to happen. The woman that was the Air Force veteran, and she bombed. She made a post 24 hours before she got killed saying that we're coming and the day of reckoning is here. We're going to turn darkness to light. I mean, she really thought that she was doing a good thing, which tells you how deeply in a cult these people are in. They really think that they are right. You are not right to overthrow the government when the government hasn't done anything to you. Just because you don't like the election, it don't give you a right to storm the Capitol and try to stop the process of our democracy. A democracy only works when everybody believes in it. Now, as an African American, if that was the case, we were storming the damn Capitol office every time there is an election. But the simple fact is, since the beginning when we first got our voting rights, ain't nobody been on our side. We just voted for lesser of two evils. There was nobody that was ever on our side. Even when we voted for Barack Obama, I don't want people to think, oh, y'all voting for him because he's black. No, we didn't. we voted for him because he was a lesser of two evils. Not saying that John McCain was evil because he wasn't. I respected John McCain. I still do. He is a true patriot. And Donald Trump talked about that man. You're following a man who has never, ever served a day in his life. Y'all let that man disrespect John McCain. John McCain was a POW. He was a war hero. And y'all let that man just disrespect him. But that's either here or there. That's the time. That's another show, too. Do another show called What is True Patriotism? But anyhow, I digressed. The woman in Ashley, she was a veteran. Thank her for her service. But by her own entitlement, and that's what it boiled down to, her own entitlement, her own self-righteousness, and her foolhardiness for listening to Donald Trump cost her her life. And anytime we lose a life, it is a sad thing. So I don't want anyone to rejoice. I see some Democrats and liberals rejoicing about her death, and that's wrong. Because if you do that, you just pay as a Republican. But while I don't want them to rejoice, I don't feel much sorrow. I'm sad that she's gone, but I feel like I hope this more so is a wake-up call to both sides that no one is 100% correct. The Republicans, they make some good points on some things. We do need stricter immigration laws. We really do. But a wall and putting kids in cages is not it. And the Democrats are right. We do need universal health care. We have people out here who pay $900 for insulin, and they are taking the insulin 2-3 times a week instead of taking it every day like they need it, and they're dying. And it may not be you, it may not be your family member today, but does it have to hit your family for you to care? Being a true American is care for everyone, not just your family. Well, that's it for today. I'll come back next week and see if we're still here. Please wear your mask when you go out. Keep your mask on your face completely. We can hear you through the mask. They can hear me. I got a stroke voice. If they can hear me, they can hear you. Wash your hands. Kiss your loved ones. Stay prayed up. And be safe. Thank you for listening.